Second paragraph of Kavod Rabbi B'Tam Chochem. V'amru. The Memchaz Dvarim HaTorah Niknas. V'echem Mehem B'munus Chachamim. In 49 ways Torah is Niknas, and one of them is Emunus Chachamim. V'im Ein Lo Emunus Chachamim V'yikabu Mehem Dvarim. Because if you don't have Emunus Chachamim, you're not going to accept. So how are you going to know Torah? I find this a very interesting phenomenon, and I'm probably guilty of it as well, but I try not to be guilty. I try to work on it. That is, you can go to a Rav, you can ask him Shaila Nuchas Nida, which is Krisis, Hilchas Shabbos, which is Mises Bezin. You can ask him Shaila, and you trust him, because you realize that he knows a lot more than you, and therefore you trust him on his paskening, even though we're dealing with shilas that can impact, you know, heavy-duty stuff. And then it comes to a certain hashkafa shila, where you feel you know as much as the Rav, and therefore he can say A, and you can say B, because he might not understand the world as well as you do. It's an amazing thing. Hilchos Shabbos, he obviously knows much better than you. I'm talking to myself. He knows much better than you. So therefore you listen to him in Hilchos Shabbos. But when it comes whether you should have an iPhone or shouldn't have an iPhone or do have internet, AI, or not have AI, all these other shilas, so then a person feels like, you know, I'm as capable as possibly that as the Rav, because he didn't learn that in Shulchan Aruch. It's an interesting phenomenon, but that's what happens. So it's not an Emunus Chachamim all or nothing. It's a selected amount of Emunus Chachamim. Emunus Chachamim in areas that I realize I'm deficient, and no Emunus Chachamim in areas that I don't think I'm deficient. I just noticed this phenomenon, and I'm guilty of it as well. Talking for myself, this is my problem in Emunus Chachamim. Is when I grew up, the Emunus Chachamim was in Rabbi Yankov, right? And then the generation moved on, and the generation moved on. But at this point, the Emunus Chachamim is sometimes people that are younger than I am. They know a lot more than me. They're accepted by Klal Yisrael, but it's much harder to have Emunus Chachamim when the person is 55 for me now. Whereas when I grew up, a person that was 55 was an old man and was in Emunus Chachamim. I'm just talking about my own personal issue that I have sometimes with Emunus Chachamim. You know, he's a big reshiva. He has thousands of Talmidim, hundreds of Talmidim, and he knows a lot more than me and a lot more than I'll ever know. But again, Lamaisa can be 15, 20 years younger than me. Makes it harder to have Emunus Chachamim. That's all I'm saying. They're not denying that it's a necessity. He's still the Chacham of the Dor, and it doesn't happen by osmosis. The Rabbi Yisraelim makes certain people be accepted and certain people not be accepted. The Rabbi Yisraelim runs the world, so he's not going to let somebody be the Chacham of the Dor if he's not capable, right? So if the Rabbi Yisraelim puts him in that leadership position, he's in that leadership position, right? So I have no trouble with Rabbi Yisrael Hirsch, who's older than I am and knows a million times more than me, but there's sometimes I have problems with. Again, I'm just talking my own struggles with Emunus Chachamim. It's a confession time. Later. The Baba Basra and Hayam and Aleph. The Yasser Rabbi Yechon the Kedarish. I said, I'm going to spoke with Lavi Abadim Taib and Margolius. Hashem will bring precious stones and pearls. Shem Shleishim are Shleishim. The Chaykik Bam and he will carve out Eser al Esrim. Mamidam Bishari Yushalayim. These will be the gates of Yushalayim. Lived in all of Isa Talmud. So one Talmud laughed. He dismissed it. He said, Hashtag Kabeas of the Titzla Mishkichimim. We can't even find that kind of precious stone the size of the egg of a very small bird. I don't know what he turns like Titzla. Okay. Kula Hai Mishkichina, you'll find that much. Later on, days later, or a while later, his boat got lost in the sea. Chazal Malachi Asharis, the Yasri Kamintri, I bought him Taiva Margolis. He saw Malachi Asharis carving out precious stones and pearls, saying, Lamed Alamed. The Chokuk Behem Eser Berum Esrim, and carving out a 20 by 10. Amar Luhani Luman, Amar Leish, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amidim Bishar Yushalayim. So he got to see it. Also the Kamad Rabbi Yechon Amar Leish, Drosh Rabbi, L'chol Noah Lidrosh, Kasha Marto Kein Reisi. Amar Leish, Reka, empty one. Ilamala Leish, Reisa Leish, Manta, what, you didn't trust me? Malag the Gadir V'chachamim Mata. You are one that laughs in the Chachamim. Nothing ain't a boy, but not out of. He looked at him, and he became a pile of bones, meaning he died. Now, here's the Talmud of a Rebbe. He calls him Rebbe. He's Makabel from him. But he questions one thing, and then he comes and he confirms his Rebbe. But I need your confirmation? You didn't trust me? We'll leave it at that.
I mean, the person was talking to the malachim.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Sam, we will continue this on Tuesday morning. Monday morning, I'm on the phone. And Sunday morning, there is no shiur. So for all phone people, there is no shiur on Sunday morning due to a lack of a person who wants to be market shiur or a lack of a crowd for the person to be a market shiur to. Okay, it's 6 o'clock, and we are Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. It was a story with a tzduki. And again, tzdukim believed in Tarei Shabbat Tzavet, didn't believe in Tarei Shabbat Pat. In English, they're called the Sadducees, I believe. Or the
Sadducees.
Sadducees?
Sadducees.
Sadducees? Yeah. I once heard from my Rebbe, since there's such a big crowd here today, I once heard from my Rebbe from Weinberg that there was a big, in the 1800s, I believe, there was a big issue in colleges and universities to figure out what the source of the argument between the Sadducees and the Pharisees were, between the Prushim and the Tzduchim. And big papers were written, and all kinds of different things were written. And then there was a Yid. He wrote to one of the professors. The difference is very simple. One was Mekabel Tarei Shabbat Peh, and one was not Mekabel Tarei Shabbat Peh. So the professor wrote him back, "Wow, just enlightened me. I never saw it that way." So he was trying to tell me, Chachma b'goyim tamen, Torah b'goyim al tamen. They can't understand it. They have no Messiah, and therefore they look at it and they try to figure things out with their own logic without knowing Messiah. This Yid, the Pasha Yid, finally Yid learned, you know, Daf Yomi, there was no Daf Yomi then, but he learned. He knew more than all these theses and papers and all that was written. So he said, he says, even though the real pshat is, means they don't get anything from learning, they don't get the kedusha from learning, but he said it also is part of pshat. They can learn and read and don't know the depth. Now, today with art scroll, it's a different, maybe a different story. We'll see. He was talking to a Kohen Gadol in the marketplace. I think it means spit. Went out of his mouth, but nothing the kind God love God of. Now this is the spit of Amoritz. Our kind God, this is an avatama. This is matami, his clothing, and he's a kind God. That means the clothing made him tame. This is not necessarily big day kahuna. This is out in the marketplace. The kind God might have been wearing his bekicha or his Shabbat suit, whatever he wore.
It's a suffix, right?
We mocked big day Amoritz. We burned Truman. Can't go do Avodah.
So the saliva balance is worse than the big day Amoritz.
Same thing, same Avatama. Same topic. Vayriku Panam Shokayin Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's face turned pale. I don't know if they say green or pale. I don't know what art school says. It can be either one. You can say turned green, but it means pale. The Kodam Eitzel Ishtai, and he went to the wife of Amoritz, Tzaduki. The wife of the Tzduki. Amalai. So she told them, Ava Bishan say the Tzduki man, even though we are, he went to his own wife. He went to his wife and he said, Rabbitson, what happened to me? I got spit on by a Tzduki. Amalai, Ava Bishan and Tzduki man, even though they're wives of Tzduki, Mishyaris men aprushim, they're really afraid of the Prushim. The Maris dam l'chacham, they don't paskin themselves, they ask Shilas. They're tzdukim, they don't really believe in Tarei Shabbat Peh, but practically speaking, the women don't want to be ostracized. And therefore, I know, this is what the Brice is saying. His wife said, don't worry, she was not an Ida, he was not a Bayol Nida. He was not a Bayol Nida. Now the Gemara is going to want to know what happened to Amoritz. But meanwhile, he was not a Bayol Nida. His wife is religious. Even though they claim to be tzdukim, they are, but when it comes to Maisa, they go to the Chachamim with their Shilas, whether they are an Eid or not an Eid. I'd like to finish the story. Dr. Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaisi, Bekim Anu Behem Yaisim and Akleo. We know them better, meaning he burned himself. He said the royal we, but he meant himself, which Rashi said he was a neighbor of Tzdukim. Vahemaras Dam L'Chachamim, and they do show the Chachamim. Chutz, Me'isha Acha Shechayim B'Tzfadenu, Shalaharis Dam L'Chachamim, there was one lady that refused, okay, so she's had to die. So the bottom line is, what they darshan is one thing, but what they do, the women at least, they're very makpid. And therefore, you don't have to be afraid that the tzduki is a bayal nida. Now, the Gemara's next question is going to be, the tzduki was an amara. But we didn't get to that question yet. Yes, Doctor.
Rav Molinar breaks down from Chafetz Chaim or Aponer and to Septify one and says it's Rashi. The Kohen Gadol was speaking to his wife.
So yeah, Rashi says to the wife of the tzduki, my mistake. He went to the wife of the tzduki. You're right, my mistake. So Rashi, my Riku Pasha.
I think you can understand the way you said it.
I know, but Rashi says it the other way, you know.
Yeah.
And we defer. Vayriku panav, my Amunas Chachamim. Vayriku panav. This doesn't even go into Amunas Chachamim. Vayriku panav, Choroloi, he was upset. Shenitmu begadav. Vekadam kain gadlai to ishta shotzduki, l'shayla, to ask her, emeshlima l'dam yarakalai. Does she keep nidus when it's not red blood, when it's yellow blood? And she told them that she doesn't. She only does it when it's red. The reason it's an interesting chat, and the reason I learned the other way, is why is she Neman? Why did he trust her? He went and asked her, did you keep yellow or green? She's a wife of Zduki, right? She's not like from the Rebbetzins in the society. She's a, I know Eidechonema Bisura, but they're Zdukim. I mean, their record speaks for itself, that they're not to be trusted necessarily. They're Balishita. The Zdukim didn't do Nisachamayim. They didn't do a lot of things. I mean, are we going to... Obviously, he felt he could trust her. I'm only pointing out to me a chiddush that he went to the woman and said, how are you knowing? And she was honest with him. Yes?
I mean, what I thought we first said it was Zayde Echad Nemem. But in this case, I mean, the Sadukim never hid anything. They
again.
What they did, their practice and their belief.
Yes, again. To me, it was a chiddush that a wife of a tzduki is considered an eidecha kasher. Now, would I eat in her out? I don't know if I would eat in her out. I mean, I pretty know that I wouldn't eat in her out. I mean, if I went to, if she invited me for lunch and she served me something, I don't know if I would eat it. I don't know. Again, I'm questioning. He trusted. I'm not arguing on Chas v'Shalom. I'm not arguing the Gemara. I'm just pointing out to be a Kiddush.
Righteous. There's someone who I know who is an Adam Gadol who had just to wade in the controversy. He had very strong questions on Chabad, but ate their shita.
Again. I think Zukim are a different league. Became Anu Behem. Did she finish to Dam Yorek? Meaning, did she start counting day one from Dam Yorek? And then Dam Edaim was just the completion of the Nidus, not the beginning of the Nidus.
Her answer is that she brings every Mara to a
Chacham, which means if he tells her it's not Dam Nida, she doesn't start counting 7 days.
Let's let him pass on the yellow.
Yes.
Okay.
And on the red, when it's red and when it's yellow.
Yeah. Right.
So it's interesting. I ran across two Rashis and Brachas. If I have a Brachas there, I'd like to read the Rashis. I know it's not directly what we're saying today. There are Brachas around. I don't know. I don't want to look for one, spend time. But where's Brachas? Right here. I ran into two Rashis and Brachas that were a little bit enlightening for me. That when the game is that again, one I understood and one I didn't. When Rashi talks about in Dabdawar Malaw from Brochus, it says David HaMelech said that his hands are full with the blood of Nida and Shvir Vishoya. Right? Shvir Vishoya. So in Rashi on that Gemara. Gemara says David HaMelech says I'm constantly posketing shilas on blood, shvir, and shoya. So Rashi says, and I found it interesting, Rashi says, the women used to show David HaMelech dam nida, imtar imtame, tame imtar, shiyesh maris dam tar b'isha. There are such a thing as things that look like blood that are tahar. Meaning, in Rashi's days, they were already being machmer in all reds. So Rashi has to tell you, what does it mean, looking at blood? Blood's blood. Rashi's telling you, no. If you learn Masechtas Nida, you see it's not so simple, blood is blood. There's blood that's tahar. Rashi has to tell you that. Meaning, in Rashi's days, there weren't days, there weren't Maris Dam that they paskin to her. He's informing you that there was such a thing. And therefore, David HaMelech had to paskin Dam. Because if not, you would say, what's he paskining? Red is red. Now, the next two Rashi's were Chiddush to me. Rashi translates Shvir and Shuya. Shvir, he says, it's the skin of the blood that the bones and the gidin and the basar are created in it. That's what Shvir is.
The membrane.
Yes. And when he gets to Shuya, which I thought was afterbirth, he says, Levush Shavat Sheichem B'teichai. It is where the baby lies in. Tanya ain't Shuya because of Mitzvah, and he brings the Gemara. I always thought that the Shuya was the placenta. And the placenta, if I understood correctly, is not where the baby is in, but is near the baby, or attached to the baby. And it comes out after the birth. But the Rashi's saying that the Shuya is the where the Vlad lays. Shaychev B'teicha. I always thought that the Shvir is the fetal sac, where the baby is Shaychev B'teicha. And the Shuya is the afterbirth. That's what I thought when I taught it here. But when I saw this Rashi yesterday, it was finished to me. The Rashi is saying, I'll put it back. You don't have to come put it back. That Rashi is saying that Shuya is the place that the Vlad is Shaychev B'teicha. Whatever that means, yes?
So the amniotic membrane, after birth, is not a medical term. And it forms a mantle like covering on the interior of the And I think laying on it is perfectly good.
Perhaps.
We see Allah enough.
I'm just reading a Rashi. At least it woke me up when I read that Rashi. Hello, we didn't learn that way. Okay, back to this Gemara. Back to Gemara. The type of glamishim sunura the Amoritz. To check whether his wife kept nidus, the Tzduki was an Amoritz. Amar Abaya, the Tzduki chaver. Abaya said, which is what Rav said earlier, I believe, and the Gemara before. Now, Rav Papa said it there. And the Tzduki was a Talmid Chacham. So he wasn't an Amoritz, a very learned Tzduki. He kept to Matara.
Fracti
Gemara, Amar Rav, Tzduki Chavar, Bayal, need the master's wife. You have to ask his wife. He keeps to Matara. He's a Chavar, and you have to ask his wife whether she keeps the right Nidus. El Amar Rav, the Rav said, no, he wasn't Amaretz. Barego Harba, it was Yamtas. Betumas Amaretz Barego, Kitara Shavinu Rabbanon. And on Yom Tov, there is no such thing as Tumas Amaretz. Period. Zok Rashi. Regu Havi v'Tumas Amaretz. Is it Rashi Amid Beis? I'm sorry. The typically, Dr. Amaretz Yisroel, there ain't a Bayal Nida. Even if he wouldn't be a Bayal Nida, he's not a Tzduki. Kaimelon Sinurud Amaretz Metama Kos Man Shilacha. The spit of an Amaretz is Metama as long as it's moist. Regal Havi, the Tumas Amaretz, the Tumas Amaretz, a Lav Tzduki, the Derech Ishtel Haris Dam, a Jewish Amaretz, not a Tzduki, a Frum Amaretz, meaning a person that's not a Tzduki, he listens to the Chachamim, that his wife does show the blood, Gitarish Avinu Rabbanim Beregel, Abu Tzduki, the Stama Bayom Nidahu, the He Nami, the Tumas Amaretz Lekha, even though he's not an Amaretz, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, but Tumas Bayal Nida Ika. They didn't waive the question of Bayal Nida. So he went to the wife to find out she's not a Bayal Nida. He's not a Bayal Nida. And as far as Amaretz is concerned, it was Yom Tov. He had nothing to worry about. The Siv. By Yosef Kol Yish Yisrael Oliyir, Ki Ish Echad Chaveirim. HaKosav Asan Kulan Chaveirim. On Yom Tov, they're all reliable. Rashi. By Yosef, the Pelegis Begivah Siv. This is written by Pelegis Begivah, story of Navi. Mnei Shamina, B'chol Zman, she is throwing the Sofim L'mokim Echad, Karol Hu Chaveirim. Berego, Hainu Asifa. Now, I want to explain something on one level, and I will mention others learned at a higher level, or a different level, a deeper level. I'll mention both, and I'll leave it up then. The Gemara asks, why are they Tar and Rego? If all year long you don't trust them, why on these three times a year do you trust all of a sudden that they are Maratzim or Tahar? They can touch anything, and on Yom Tov it's not Tameh. The answer is, the Gemara Chagiga answers, because if we wouldn't, they would make their own religion. If we would tell them, you can't be Ayla Rego, because if you walk into the Beis HaMikdash and touch anything. We're not into the building even. If you touch anything on the outside, it becomes Tameh, any Keli. So then, they would say, you know, the Jews, they ostracize us. They don't touch us. They don't eat from us. They don't trust us. And now they don't even let us come to the Beis HaMikdash. We'll make our own Beis HaMikdash. What, do you think they have a monopoly on Judaism? We're from. We serve the Rebbeinu Shleilu. We daven three times a day. We learn Daf Yomi, Araisa, whatever else they learn. We learn. Why are we being treated like that? They would make their own religion. Therefore, Chazal said, a Yom Tov Nir Tohar. Now, let's understand that. I mean, are they or are they not? Now, the day after Yom Tov, you have to travel everything. The day after Yom Tov, they traveled all the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash because of Tumas Amaretz. That means, really, the day after Yom Tov, we consider them Tamei, retroactively. Oh, Yom Tov, we used it. No question. Thank God we touched them. Thank God let. No problem. He's tar. Day after Yom Tov, everybody ran to the mikvah. Every keli, the menorah, the shulchan, every whatever it is, everything was tibled. Period. They tibled everything. In case, a kayin amaretz touched the shulchan, a kayin amaretz touched the menorah. So what happens here? So the Gemara seems to say, if I understood it correctly, that Tumas Amaret is a drabara. We don't know they don't keep Tumatara. We just don't know that they do keep Tumatara. And therefore we're very concerned. But on Yom Tov, based on this passage that says Kulam Chaverim, the Takana wasn't made. Forget the Takana. It's a rabbinic Takana. They removed the Takana. After Yom Tov, they reinserted it, retroactive. This is the way they acted. Now, what the Svarim say, again, it doesn't fit so well, is that what happens is when all the Yidden get together, the level of people rises. The Amaratza became Tahar Beregel. So they really were Tahar. The problem with that is the day after Yom Tov, we consider them Tameh. That means we're not really convinced that they were Tahar on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we treated them Tahar. The day after Yom Tov, we say it reverts back. That's what some want to say, that when Klal Yisrael gets together, as Rashi says, Karalu Chaverim, that means the gathering of Klal Yisrael uplifts the level. But that problem would be, so if that's true, so why did they have the Yom Tov to be type one? So I don't know. I'm sure this far I'm talking about it. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the reason we waived it on Yom Tov is in order to preserve Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. We don't want Amaratzim walking off and making their own religion. And again, I just want to point out, I'm not here to defend or condemn. The Gemara says Amaratzim hated the Talmid HaChachamim. It wasn't because they didn't know how to learn Taisus and the Talmid HaChachamim knew how to learn Taisus. It's because they felt left out. You went to shul, and if you're an Amaretz, you couldn't sit together where Talmid HaChachamim sits. You couldn't get Maftir Yaina. Couldn't bid from after Yaina. They wouldn't let you bid. They wouldn't want you near the Balkaire. So the Amaratzim inevitably had their own minion, or whatever they did. Or sat in the back of the show. So you can understand, I'm not condemning or condoning here. The feeling is they're leaving this territory. It's become a cover. If you become a cover, we'll treat you the best. But the bottom line is they weren't Chaverim, and they felt very left out, and that's why they hated Talmid HaChachamim. Rabbi Akiva said, when I was in Amoritz, and Rabbi Akiva was an unreal Balmidus, even when he was in Amoritz, Gemara and Shabbos, but he said, B'yikli Talmid HaChachamim v'ashkeru kechamar. I would have bit him like a donkey. It was a certain way. But then again, this is what? But when it came to Yom Tov, everybody was Chaverim. Yes, doctor.
This is the... Rabbi, it's about Sadduqis, not Jews. That
hold on,
this is
Jew.
Oh.
2 points. Number one, as far as the effect of the crowd on the individuals within the crowd, there's what I would say is a good proof of the veracity of that, whether or not it's proving this or not, is that there are different brachas that you make on different sized crowds.
Only one, and only on 600,000.
Right. It's a different
brachas. Yeah.
And the other is, it's interesting that the qualification of the Chaver, if I recall how it's described, is simply being trustworthy in size.
Right.
It has nothing to do with Tara.
No, trustworthy in Tumit Bavetek. There are different levels of Chaverim and Amaratzim.
Okay.
Some on the, there was an Amaret that didn't do Meiser. Wasn't trustworthy on Meiser. And then there were Amaratzim that did do Meiser. As far as Meiser were concerned, they were Chaverim. But they didn't keep Tumitara. So there were different level Amaratzim. Yes, Dr. Harris.
This story is about Tzeduki. You make me, is there any chilek in the Tzeduki versus a Jew that's in Amaret? Or so you just equated?
Yes and no. Not in being an Amaret, in being other things. A Tzeduki might be a Bayonida because his wife might not keep the right days. A Tzeduki might not keep other Drabanans because he doesn't believe in Tzeresh Bapeh. But as far as Tum and Tahara was concerned, Tzeduki was like a regular. I mean, Amaret and Tzeduki were equal. They don't keep Tumatara. They're not trustworthy to keep Tumatara. In this aspect, they were equal. In other aspects, they weren't equal.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Did this include the Kusim at all?
No.
This dropping the waiver?
No. Kusim. Included in this Kulam Chaverim. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I can't argue. Maybe yes. Maybe.
I asked because the Kusim were Galim, but they used to do him or not.
No. Kusim and Tzukim are different things. Kusim were Galim. According to one Magamma, they weren't even Galim, but we're going with the Magamma that they were Galim. But they didn't keep all the halachas. But whatever they kept perfectly. And they listened to the Rabbanans. They just sometimes didn't listen. They decided listening even doesn't apply to that. But it doesn't say they never listened to the Rabbanans. You could have a Kusi Chaver. You could have a Kusi Chaver. You could have a Tzuki Chaver. Tzukim were from Yidden. I'm sorry. Born Yidden. They came from Yidden and Yidden and Yidden. They just said that we don't believe in the interpretation the Rabbanan are giving to things. Now, were Kusim also Tzedukim? Some of them were, some of them weren't.
No.
But it has nothing to do with that. Okay.
Is this together with two words?
No. Again, the Gemara doesn't bring it in as Tchuyah and Hutra. It doesn't say that in Yerushalayim during Yom Tov, stay away from Amaratz. It doesn't say that. It says in Yerushalayim and Yom Tov, here's the Kain Gadol, the spit of an Amaret, and it didn't mean a thing on Yom Tov. He went and did Avayit in the Beis HaMikdash. You know what a Tami does Avayit in the Beis HaMikdash? You know what happens? Chai Mitzah.
So this concern he had that he went to his wife after Yom Tov?
No. He was because of Bayol Nida. Yom Tov doesn't help for Bayol Nida.
But that means Chavir has nothing to do with...
Wait a second. You can be a Tzuki... Well, again, it wasn't a Tzuki Chavir. A Tzuki Chavir,
right.
We're not. But on Yom Tov, it doesn't change whether he was a Bayol Nida or not. The Takana Drabanan, that every Amaret is Tamei, was removed on Yom Tov. The fear that he's a Bayol Nida is not affected by Yom Tov.
But it's the Tumah that his spit would give out would be during Yom Tov.
No, it would not. He's a Bayol Nida. He's Tamei Deraisa.
Why is that not included in...
One second. The Tumah of an Amaret, is that rabbinic or biblical?
Tumah of is rabbinic.
Okay. The Tumah of a Bayol Nida, is that rabbinic or biblical?
Biblical.
We can't waive derisus. We can remove our takana. We made the takana that Amaret is metameh. By the way, we're all Amaratz when it comes to Tumatara. And this day today, we're all tameh. Right? We can remove the takana of Tumas Amaret because it's our takana. Can't touch the raisa.
But this Bayol Nida is also just a suffix Bayol Nida.
But it's a deraisa suffix. Granted that maybe midaraisa they did, that's what Rashi says in the top Rashi. Avatzuki the stomach Bayol Nida. Nehi Nami the Tumas Amaret Fleka, Tumas Bayol Nida. Yom Tov doesn't remove Bayol Nida. So the wife said she keeps Tara to Mishpacha correctly, so therefore, it wasn't a Shaila Bayol Nida.
And the fact that they would table everything after Yom Tov is not the same as being rejected on Yom Tov.
They weren't rejected! Everyone was happy. What do you care what happens afterwards?
They weren't rejected. After, I mean, after they don't they were getting salted. That, look, they're
again, did they were letting the Beis Hamikdash?
Yeah,
were they together with everybody? Okay, so that's all they care.
It's not the Tanayim.
It's not refusing them. You know, at the risk of going out on a limb, Erev Yom Kippur by Kol Nidre, before we say Kol Nidre, we say Bezen Shemal, Bezen Shematon, Maspilim, Matirim, Lispalim, Avayonim. What are we saying? The people who are being, usually we wouldn't want to daven with them. But on Yom Kippur, B'Shiva Shemal, B'Shiva Shemata, Adas HaMokam, Adas HaKol, we're being matter something. On Yom Tov, they were matter to Mesamoritz. We're not saying they're not Avayonim. We're not saying that. We're saying Matirim Lisbalim Avayonim.
Rabbi?
Yes.
The Amoritz didn't do anything to himself to become Torah? He didn't go to the mikveh. He didn't use. He didn't use mechatas. He just came. He did what.
The Gemara in Chagiga does not say a word that he did anything. Again, I say Svarim say that he did something. But if that were true, then why are we titling it after Yom Tov? I'm not arguing on them. The Gemara says, why are we letting him into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov? What changed? The Gemara says nothing changed. We're doing it because we can have Klal Yisrael ostracize a whole portion of Klal Yisrael. They'll make their own religion. That's what the Gemara says. Now, some Svarim want to say we're also relying on the fact that coming together with all Klal Yisrael raises their level, they'll be more Tar. But not Tar enough that after Yom Tov we're not titling everything. The Mishnah Chagiga says after the Yom Tov they titled everything. That's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says. So obviously,
that could be because of Suffolk.
The bottom line is
somebody didn't do it right.
Okay. Well, burn Truma the day after Yom Tov, the Amoris touched it on Yom Tov. You can eat it on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you can eat that Truma. The day after Yom Tov, you have to burn that Truma that the Amoris touched on Kol Hamoed. Again, it makes if you definitely feel better if you feel that they went to the mikvah, did mechatas. The Gemara doesn't say they did. I have no problem that anybody wants to say that's what happened. People say that. But I'm saying.
I mean, for Truman, it's about it. It's about anybody, something.
No, it's not. That's just a fake.
In Suffolk, you don't burn, right?
Okay, what? Yeah, but that makes.
In Suffolk, you don't burn Truman.
There are just a fake, we burn Truman. Ashisha Sveik is Sifrin at Tatruma. Asafik beat the Amoritz. That was one of the Sveikis that we do burn Truma for. It's a Safik, but we burn Truma. But it comes to Yom Tov, on Yom Tov we don't burn the Truma. On Yom Tov you can eat the Truma. That might be Yom Tov after Abdullah, you have to burn the Truma. You could have eaten it an hour ago. And now you have to burn it. So the Gemara asks, it doesn't make sense. And the Gemara says, we have to do it that way. So you have to be very careful in stressing the fact that they did something. Because then the question is going to become, so why are we burning Truma by Tzav Yom Tov after Abdullah? There is a machloik, because I have to be honest. If somebody opened this barrel of wine on Yom Tov to sell, and Amaratzim came by and bought, there's a whole barrel of wine, half of it was bought on Yom Tov, and then he's left with an after Yom Tov. So the Rabbanan say, burn it. God, tummy. And Rabbi Yudah says, he won't do it. If we make him do that, he's not going to sell wine on Yom Tov. There won't be any wine in the stores on Yom Tov. Because every wine dealer will say, why am I doing this? Might be Yom Tov, I'm going to have to burn it. I'm going to have to throw it all out. So they said, if you open it on Yom Tov, we give you a waiver for the wine that you're selling. That you can still sell at a store. But nobody says he was probably Torah on Yom Tov, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. The Raya is we table everything. And we burn the Trumba. So that's what I said. It's very nice, and Chassan Shalman, I don't mean it in any bad way, to say that Yom Tov uplifted the Amaretz. It made him on a different level. And Meretz Hashem Shavuos, I hope to become on a different level. Whatever level I was at. But in Halakha L'maisa, on Meretz Shavuos, they treated him as if he never went to a different level. Yes?
I mean, you're taking the tefillah. It seems to me that once we cross that taking tefillah after Yontov as a proof, because there are things we see that are done at the behest of the rabbi as an obvious demonstration that there are things which are done which are understood as unnecessary, but as...
This the Mishnah says is necessary. Mavirin altaris azara. The Mishnah says it's necessary. The Mishnah, according to the Rabbanah, says the guy has to throw out his wine.
Yeah, no, more of that.
Yeah, okay. Not the Mishnah writer.
But it was waived, as you said.
Again, it's because it's a Rabbanah, they waived it. They had to waive it. That's what the Gemara and Chagiga asked the question. Not the Mishnah writer, Dame Vedet Kachavim. Okay. Biblically speaking, a woman that's not Jewish is not Tamei. Her blood's not Tameh. Nothing is Tameh. She's not Tameh. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, explains that Tumah comes when there's a vacuum of Tara. Tumah comes as a vacuum. Why is it needed Tameh? Because she had the potential of childbirth, which what Dam Yidus is, and she didn't use it. She's not faulted by it, but the lack of usage of something that could become Tara makes a vacuum of Tumah. Unused potential becomes Tumah. That's how the Ramban explains Tumas Nida. Tumas Meis, is that you had a person who was a Yid, who was a Kaddish, holy person, he leaves, there's a big vacuum, and therefore the body is Metame. Certain Tumas are by Goyim, and that's a Machlokes, but all Tumas that come from a body, Metzaira, Zav, Nida, Balcheri, all those things don't apply to a guy. Biblically speaking, a guy is not tummy, ever. You touch a guy, no different than touching a yid that's tar. There is no tumma. However, the Rabbanim were stuck. They wanted people not to be close to Goyim. So they made the best way to keep people away from Goyim or anybody was to say their tummy. That, in those days, kept people away from people. They have COVID. The COVID of that year, those years, would say their tummy. And if you hear their tummy, you're not going to go next to them. You don't want to become tummy. That was the way to get people to stay away from people. You made them tummy. It wasn't a real fear of Tumah. Goyim are not Tameh. But by making them Tameh, we take all Goyim are Tameh. Men and women. By making them Tameh, you stay away from them. Now, the Rabbanah made them Tameh. But at the same time, they wanted you to know it's rabbinic, it's not biblical. You don't burn Trumah for that. So they had to make sure that the Trumah wasn't on the same level. Because if we treat it exactly like a Jewish woman, you'll think that I can burn truma just like I would when a Jewish lady that's tummy touches my truma. So they had to find a line. We're going to make the Galatia ladies tummy. We're talking about ladies and we're talking about the blood. We're going to make them tummy as if they're needless. And they never go to the mikvah, so it's meaningless anyway. But at the same time, we can't make them the same level as Yidden, because if you make them the same level as Yidden, you're going to make people confused, and they're going to think they can burn truma, and they can't. So the Rabbanon had to find a line. How much truma do you give them, and how much truma don't you give them? That was the quandary facing the Rabbanon, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel dealt with it differently. How much truma do you give the Galatia ladies? And how much tumma don't you give them? discussions by Geisha men. But in this Mishnah, we're discussing Geisha ladies. Zok the Mishnah. Dam by Vedas Gechavim. The blood of a Geisha lady, right? Her Dam Nidus, her Dam Zivus, whatever you want to call it. Uterine blood, thank you. But Dam Taris from a Tsaras. And the same thing happens, a woman that's a Mitzaira. A woman that's a Mitzaira that gave birth. And now she went to the mikveh after birth. Well, even if she didn't. We'll see in the Gemara. No, a regular Jewish Mitzaras. She's now in the days of Tara. Her blood, for if it would be a regular Jewish lady that's not a Mitzaras, would be Tar. She's in the days of Tara. Remember, in those days, they kept days of Tara. That means the blood is not Tameh. But she's a Mitzaras. And a Mitzaras, her discharges are Tameh Midoraisa. But blood is not a discharge. Remember we said that a discharge of Mitzaira has to be something that gathers together, Misagel, like urine, sweat, but not blood that flows on its own. So, biblically, her blood is Tar. But at the same time, she's a Mitzaras. So what do we do? Mishami Mitzaira. Mishami says, the blood of a Shiksa is Tar, the blood of a Mitzaras is Tar, if she's Yimei Tara, because they didn't include that in the Tumah. In order to differentiate between a Geisha lady and a Jewish lady, they said the Jewish lady's blood is Tameh, the Geisha lady's blood is Tameh, is Tar. That's what they said. Her spit's Tameh. Her urine is Tameh. Her blood is not Tameh. Why? Because Rabbanim wanted you to know there's a difference between a Jewish lady and a Geisha lady. One's biblical, one's rabbinic. And they have to type a difference. That's the difference they made. Rashi. And they still, I'm sorry, I'm in the Raika Kamehme Raglaha. Okay, now what is, let's take a regular woman that's an Ida, and she spits, her spit is an Adatama, is a Rishon Latama. Her spit is a Rishon Latama. I'm like, no, it's an Adatama. Her spit is a Rishon Latama. But once it dries out, it's not Tameh. Her urine is an Adatama. Once it dries out, it's nothing. Whereas blood, even after it dries out, it's Tameh. That's Halacha. Dam Nidus is Metameh, whether it's wet or dry. Dried up blood is Metameh. So Basil says, the way we differentiated was to say, her blood is not Metameh dry, but it is Metameh when it's moist. So Basil did not go as far as Beishamai in making a difference between a non-Jewish lady and a Jewish lady. Beishamai said, we're going to say that the blood of a Geisha lady is not Tameh, period. Whether wet or dry. And Basil says, whoa, we don't have to go that far to differentiate. All we have to say is that the Geisha lady's blood is only Metameh wet, not dry. And then people know, by a Jewish lady it's Metameh wet or dry, and by a Geisha lady it's not. So there's an argument here. How much of a difference did we drive between a Geisha lady and a Jewish lady? Remembering, of course, that biblically speaking, Geisha ladies aren't Tameh at all. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Beishame Metarim, Medami Venez Kechavim. Her saliva and her urine. Maynu, the Beishami agree. We treat a guy like a zav, a male guy like a male zav, and a female guy like a female zava. Her saliva is tameh. Her urine is tameh. If you touch her, you're tameh. But her blood is tar. The time of the fire is the Gemara. The Shaivu Barabbanon, the Rabbanon left that out. The Mehevi Hekera, it should be a Heker, a recognition. The Tumasa Midrabbanon, that the Tum is only rabbinic. The Dam Tayyash Mitzaras. The Avagav de Mayonrois Mitzaras. The discharges of a Mitzaras. Ganraika Memeragla have an Avatuma. It's an Avatuma. The Amram and Pelas, like we had earlier. The Zachar, the Rabbis Mitzaira, Shemayonos of Tumayim. It shows up that a Mitzaira is Mayan. Mayan means is
gathering.
It's Tameh like a Zav. It's Tameh. The Lav Mayanu, because blood is not really a gathering. Why? The dumi dereg minan shemis ago v'yaitze. We need to gather and come out. Because I mean, preparing veins. Gabidama yarek. Like we said over there, like yellow blood. So Mamela, Mesil says, Kiraika Kameh Miraglaha, Shemetamim Lachim Vehmetamim Yavashim. We're going to make her blood like we do to her saliva. And we're going to make it Tamei because we want people to stay away from Gayim. And we're going to make her blood Tamei too, but not to the same level as we make a Jewish lady's blood Tamei. The Gabidama Venetz Kachavim Metamim Mirabonon, Shagazu Aleim Shikazavim Lachol Devreim. We made Xera, the Gayim and Lachavim. But the Hacha Kerahu Davibba, we made this hecker, this difference. The Ilud Israelis, the blood of a Jewish woman, Metamim Lach V'Yavesh. Udei Venetz Kachavim Lach V'Layavesh. Only when it's moist, not when it's dry. Kareika al kamei raglaha, like her saliva, like her urine. Damal lekamam beperik damanida. The aim metamim yveshim. They are not metamim when they're dry. That's my guy. Vedam tayer shematzaras nami. The same thing is true. The days of tara. So there's no need to hear. Only metzaras, right? As I got the dam lav mayanu. Did Imayin Islay, Drachman Rabbi, this is biblical, to the Amma B'Gemara. They still hold that the Torah said it's Tamei, but not as far as a regular blood, but only when it's Lach. Beishamai holds, it's not Tamei at all. They still has a drush that it says it is Tamei. So by Metzaras and by a guy, it's a different thing. By a guy, we're dealing with a rabbinic question, and by Metzaras, we're arguing a biblical thing. Did the Torah make the blood of a Metzaras, which is not like her spit and saliva, which it doesn't gather and come out? But is there a pasuk that says it's Tamei anyway? Or is there no such pasuk? But the Gemara will get to that.
Right of a guy is something
mid Rabbanan.
When it's wet.
But like a Jewish lady, only when it's wet. Dam hayaleda shalai tavla. Now it's a new machlok. A woman gave birth, her first 7 or 14 days is day tuma. She stopped bleeding. She didn't go to mikvah. And then on the 15th day, or the 17th day, she sees blood, which is her days of Tara. But she never went to the mikvah. Can there be days of Tara for the blood to be tar without her going to the mikvah?
When did she go?
She's supposed to go after 7 and 14. She was Tamei Leida, and then she goes at the end of her Tumas Leida, right? Now, to be mutter to her husband, she has to go to the mikvah.
Obviously, right, she can be blood.
We'll see that. That's a Gemara discussion. It's going to be a major discussion in the Gemara. We're going to get into that in the Gemara. But at this point, let's say she's not seeing blood. She's clean. She goes to the mikvah, she's mutter to her husband. The next day she sees blood, that's days of Tara. What if she never went to the mikvah and never lived with her husband? She stopped bleeding on day 13. On day 17, she saw blood. Is that Dam Tara or not? What creates Dam Tara? The days or the days at the mikvah? When the Torah said there's 66 days of Tara, does the Torah mean it's to say it's not Damnidus, period? Or is the Torah saying the woman that went to the mikvah on those days, it's not Damnidus? What makes that blood Dam Tara? It's on the right days. Dr. Gemara, Meshameh Yaimim Kareika Kameh Miraglaha. She didn't go to the mikvah, so we're going to treat the blood. We're going to be machmer rabbinically because biblically it's dam tara, but we're going to be machmer because she should have gone to the mikvah and she didn't go. Beisul says no, it's deraisa. This is deraisa. Her blood is not tar. Her blood is dam nida. She didn't go to the mikvah. Rashi. What? That's the shaila. No, we'll continue this emergency on Monday morning. Everybody should have a wonderful Yom Tov, a wonderful day, and a wonderful Yom Tov, a Simchas Yom Tov.